For the past 7 months, this is how the terminals of Honolulu's largest airport have sounded. Empty. The tourism torrent that brought 10 million visitors to the islands in 2019 slowed to a trickle with the global spread of COVID-19. Months without tourist spending has crippled the local economy. Hawaii has one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation and suffered the largest decline in state GDP. Relaxing the quarantine for travelers is an important step in reversing that trend, but major players in Hawaii's economy are still taking a cautious approach.
I don't know that on October 15th, we will hit an inflection point after which everything will be better.
Avi Manis is an executive with Hawaiian Airlines. The company has been losing roughly $3 million per day during the pandemic and recently cut more than 30% of its staff. Hawaiian is embracing the new travel policy by offering passengers COVID testing options before flying, but it has modest expectations for the program's impact.
You'll book your ticket, and as you get closer to your travel, we'll present you with all of the options that we have available. I think there will be a segment of the population that's ready to go. There's a segment of the population that may choose not to travel for some time.
Manis says the testing program alone won't be the silver bullet to cure Hawaii's economic woes. Another spike in cases would likely keep travel depressed, so the state will need to maintain strong public health measures. Hawaii's hotel operators are also not expecting an immediate return to boom times with the relaxing of quarantine rules.
It's not going to be hordes of visitors coming here overnight. It's just not going to happen.
Former Honolulu Mayor Mufi Hanneman heads the hotel industry group Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association. He says around 50% of the group's members are currently open. That will likely increase as the important end-of-year holiday season draws closer. But Hanneman cautions bookings are highly dependent on the numbers over the next few weeks, both visitor arrivals and COVID cases.
I think October and how we handle October going into November is going to be critical on what kind of holiday season we're going to have here.
The stakes are high. Some 80,000 Hawaii workers are currently out of a job, many in tourism-dependent industries like lodging, food service, and travel. The federal benefits that were sustaining many of them have long since run out. Health experts are warning that the public will have to learn to live long-term with COVID and accept some level of virus in the community. Dr. Mark Mugaishi heads Hawaii's largest health insurer and says the roughly 100 new cases per day that Hawaii is seeing right now may be as low as it gets.
We were in a four-week total shutdown at the county level, and that got us down to about 100. That could very well be our new baseline. We're not going to have conditions that are more restrictive than a total shutdown.
But what that means for the future is unclear. Many local businesses and their workers likely won't survive another lockdown without substantial federal support. Officials are reminding everyone that previous surges were driven by local residents and urged everyone to continue wearing masks and avoiding large crowds. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.